You're listening to SBS News.
Moths usually have
duller colours than butterflies.
Yeah, so that one's good. So here, do you want to edit, fix that one?
For Sydney mum Rose Tarn, homeschooling her 7-year-old son Ethan has been a challenge.
Me personally, I've not liked it. I've not enjoyed it at all. Like, I've got to be his mum, his friend, his teacher, like, and it's in the exact same spot too. So like here at the table, we're literally doing everything and there's no breakup.
But Miss Tarn is responsible for looking after her mother, who is a diabetic, and is concerned if Ethan goes back to school, he could contract the coronavirus and spread it to his family.
Kids are carriers and I could be a carrier and we wouldn't even know. If he picks anything up from school, then we're all done. I'd be in bed, you know, like it would just be a whole big thing in the house and we'd be restricted.
But Ethan is one of thousands of New South Wales school children who will be allowed to return to school on May 11, beginning with just one day a week. Miss Tarn says she's hesitant about letting him go.
I'm not too sure yet if I'm going to send him to school, but so far it seems like I'm going to just keep him back.
The New South Wales Premier made the announcement on Tuesday that students will learn online for the first 3 weeks of Term 2 and then will begin returning slowly.
Initially, it will just be a day a week and then progressively 2 days, and then we hope by the end of Term 2 we'll be in a position to have students going back to school in a full-time capacity by Term 3.
While Gladys Berejiklian acknowledged schools will not be business as usual, she said the government is implementing every measure they can to ensure a safe and nurturing learning environment. She says schools will be given extra soap and hand sanitizers, and classes will be reduced in size where possible.
Schools will also have capacity for temperature checks where they think it's appropriate. There'll also be extra cleaning of playground equipment and other things during the day. And this is really to ensure not only are our school communities safe, but everybody feels safe within them, whether you're a parent, a student, and of course our teachers.
At the press conference, the New South Wales Education Minister, Sarah Mitchell, reiterated her thanks to the teachers as well. She also added that while the government had a broad plan on how schools will return to full capacity, it's up to the individual school as to how they'll implement the new measures.
We want them to make sure that they are having about a quarter of students on campus each day, but how they break that group up will be a matter for them. But we are asking them to certainly consider family groupings, keeping siblings together, so that that will make it a lot easier for parents as we transition back to normal schooling.
The federal government has repeatedly insisted it is safe to send students to school, but not all states and territories seem to agree, with many implementing their own precautionary measures for Term 2. In Victoria, where school has already resumed, students will learn remotely for the entire term, except for children of essential workers and vulnerable children. The same rules will apply in the ACT and Tasmania. Queensland students have also begun learning online and will do so for the first 5 weeks, when restrictions will be reviewed. In South Australia, Western Australia and the Northern Territory, all students can return as usual. But online learning isn't without its challenges. Queensland's internet portal crashed today for the second day in a row. The state's Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, is calling for patience.
I say to parents, we are trying everything we possibly can. These are unprecedented times. And please continue to work with us.
But many teachers and parents say the information they are being given is confusing and misleading. President of the Australian Teachers Union, Karina Haythorpe, says her members are concerned about how they will be able to work safely if all children return.
The messages that have been coming from politicians around the country have caused quite a high level of confusion for our members, but also for parents. I think that states where premiers have been very clear in terms of managing parents' expectations about which children can actually attend school, then that's been much more helpful for our members in managing social distancing requirements in schools.
One of the major confusions has been how teachers could implement the one person per 4 square metres rule that the government is enforcing in all shops and workplaces. Prime Minister Scott Morrison addressed the question at his press conference, saying the rule does not apply in schools.
The recommendation was smaller class sizes, not smaller class rooms, smaller class sizes, and that those smaller class sizes is something that can be practically addressed at the school level. But there is no requirement from the medical expert panel that there be a 4 square metre per person rule enforced in those classrooms.
Ms Haythorpe says more clarification over all the new measures is needed. She says even the messaging around whether a school is open or shut is ambiguous.
Well, it's how you define open as well. In fact, our schools are not shut. They are delivering remote learning, remote teaching and learning online for the majority of children across Australia. But certainly the message has been very confusing in terms of what open means and which children are actually attending face-to-face in our schools.
All state leaders have acknowledged their plans are subject to change at any time. And you can get the latest on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.